Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. On the one hand, we see $27 offers to fly to Dallas. On the other, we see the cheapest airfare between Milwaukee and Las Vegas or L.A. at $400 or $500 round trip, which is the same price it costs to get from L.A. to Sacramento sometimes in the same state. Our guest today says we should get used to airfares going up, not down. The era of cheap flights is ending. Brian Summers is the airline business reporter for the travel industry news website Skift. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We are also taking your calls on this, 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. So, Brian, why do you think cheap flights are coming to an end? This makes me very sad.
Well, it's pretty simple, right? Depending on how you count it, fuel prices are probably up about 40% year over year. It doesn't matter what kind of business you run, whether it's a bakery or an airline. If the cost of your number one ingredient, shall we say, goes up 40% in a year, you have to pass that cost along. And what airlines are doing is they're charging people more to fly. And I do think it's going to get worse over the next year or two, unless fuel prices go down. It's sort of interesting, right? Because airlines just don't have that much control over fuel prices. They don't know what fuel is going to do in a year any more than we do.
Do airlines buy fuel in advance?
So most airlines basically don't buy fuel in advance. There is one airline out there, Southwest Airlines, that hedges its fuel. And so they're committing to buying fuel in advance at a set price. So they have a little bit more understanding of what their fuel price is going to be. And so if fuel goes up by $40 or $50 from now, Southwest will be insulated against that. People talk about that as insurance, just like on your house or your car. Insurance is pretty expensive. And the rest of the airlines say, you know what, we're just going to buy fuel as we need it. And we're not going to worry about what it's going to cost a year or two or three in the future.
Okay. So when you say cheap, do you mean affordable for the average person? Or do you mean like dirt cheap, like these $27 flights to Orlando or something?
You know, it's funny. We may still see some of these $27 flights to Orlando. People who fly airlines know that these tickets are priced according to supply and demand. Orlando can be very hot in July. I once lived in Florida. I know that. Mm. It rains a lot. People just don't want to go to Orlando at certain times of the year, especially if kids are in school or whatnot. So if you want to fly from Milwaukee to Orlando in January when the kids are back in school on a Tuesday afternoon, you might score a cheap price. But if you want to go home to California or you want to go visit New York and you want to go over Christmas or Thanksgiving, forget about it. You know, everybody knows that a lot of passengers want to travel at those times. And I hate to use the term jack up the prices because it's just supply and demand. But if you want to go somewhere when other people want to go, you have to expect airlines are going to raise their prices as much as they possibly can.
Okay, so are we going to see this in the ticket prices themselves, or are we going to see it in things like fees for extra carry-ons?
We will probably see it mostly with the ticket prices themselves. On the margins, we might see some fees change. Just this morning, I saw a pretty interesting thing. It looked like United was going to charge for some seats that are now free. So seats in the back of the airplane that don't even have extra legroom, but maybe they're on the aisle. And it looks like United's going to charge extra for them. American already does that, so it's not that rare. But yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see airlines basically turning over their couch cushions trying to find that extra 10 cents.
And this is all related to fuel. Is there anything else that is driving this?
You know, it's mostly related to fuel. It's a huge cost for airlines. And when that cost goes up 40%, this is what happens. I think it's important to note, though, that we get real excited about higher fuel prices. Historically, they're not that high. They were almost or they were more than twice this much back in 2008 and mm-hmm. 2009. And that's when airlines really scrambled to make money. I'm not sure that we would have seen a charge for a first check bag, the one that we have on every airline now, if not for the fuel price of 2008, 2009. At that point, fuel prices went up so quickly and airlines couldn't recover them that they said, oh, no, we need new fees. So in 2008, when fuel prices spiked, one day American Airlines decided they needed to recover that cost, and they passed it on to consumers in the form of bag fees. And unfortunately, we still have those bag fees now, even though fuel cost a lot less than it did in 2008.
So that tells me that if they raise their prices now because of fuel, they will never go back down.
You know, you don't know that. People could have said that in 2008 and 2009 when airlines were raising their prices to recover the increased prices of fuel. And I think people probably noticed in 2015, 2016, and 2017 some pretty insanely cheap prices, you know, sub $30 to go down to Florida, prices that we never would have thought we would have seen 8 or 9 years ago.
Do higher prices mean the airlines don't fly as many routes?
Yes, that is true. Because this is a supply and demand industry, one of the best ways to raise your prices is to reduce the supply in the market. So before you and I spoke here, I just took a look at one market from Milwaukee to New York LaGuardia on Delta Airlines. Most days, Delta flies 5 times a day from Milwaukee to New York LaGuardia, and fares are okay. But if you really wanted to raise your prices, the best way to do that is not charge more for the seats on your 5 flights. It's to drop it to only 4 flights. You have less supply. Presumably, demand stays the same, and prices go up. Generally, that's the way airlines do it.
So is there any other way for airlines to deal with this without charging us more?
I'm not sure they can. I mean, just as I said before, you take any business,
issue.
Right? Any business, you know, the cost goes up. The cost of the consumer is going to go up.
So, what do consumers do about this? And what are we talking about in terms of how much will it cost me to fly to Las Vegas or Los Angeles or New York or Atlanta from
this
Milwaukee?
This is the million-dollar question, right?
It won't cost me $1 million. Please don't say it'll cost me $1 million.
No, it won't. It's impossible to know how much a ticket is going to cost in advance. The best way to score cheap deals is probably to fly at times that other people don't want to fly. So red eyes tend to be cheaper. 5 a.m. departures tend to be cheaper. Tuesday might be cheaper because business travelers don't fly on a Tuesday. That's one thing. The other thing that's probably a little bit depressing for people to think about in Wisconsin is the bigger the airport, the more competition there is. And I'm going to guess that if you drive down to Chicago, you will probably almost always see better fares than from a place like Milwaukee.
But that may be eaten up by our parking. We will see. Brian Summers is the airline business reporter for the travel industry news website, Skift. Brian, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the time.
Still ahead on the morning show, we have a discussion about securing housing while making minimum wage. Is that even possible? We want to hear from you. Have you held a job that paid minimum wage? Maybe you earn that now. How did you find a place to rent on that income? Was it safe for your family? Did you manage to save any money making minimum wage? Or did you have to pick up extra hours to make ends meet? Call us. Tell us your story. 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or find us on Twitter. That is WPR Mornings. We want to hear your minimum wage story, how you got out of it, and how you are maybe dealing with it now. Where are you living? Our affordable housing and wage conversation is just ahead. It's the morning show.